Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Que encontremos la manera de despedir a los glaciares.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, bringing you live in-studio performances from newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. The Uruguayan singer and guitarist and songwriter Jorge Drexler won an Oscar in 2005 for his music in the film The Motorcycle Diaries, and then multiple Latin Grammys in the years since. His latest album is called Salvavidas de Hielo, and in its own quiet way, it's a thought-provoking and quite experimental project. We'll talk with Jorge Drexler about it, but first, here he is with his band to play a song called Movimiento.
Apenas nos pusimos en dos pies, comenzamos a migrar por la sabana, siguiendo la manada de bisontes, más allá del horizonte, a nuevas tierras lejanas. Los niños a la espalda y expectantes, los ojos en alerta, todo oídos, olfateando aquel desconcertante paisaje nuevo, desconocido. Somos una especie en viaje. No tenemos pertenencias, sino equipaje. Vamos con el polen en el viento. Estamos vivos porque estamos en movimiento. Nunca estamos quietos, somos transhumantes. Somos padres, hijos, nietos y bisnietos de inmigrantes. Es más mío lo que sueño que lo que toco. Yo no soy de aquí, pero tú tampoco. Yo no soy de aquí, pero tú tampoco. De ningún lado del todo y de todos lados un poco. Atravesamos desiertos, glaciares, continentes, el mundo entero de extremo a extremo. Empecinados, supervivientes, el ojo en el viento y en las corrientes, la mano firme en el remo. Cargamos con nuestras guerras, nuestras canciones de cuna, nuestro rumbo hecho de versos, de migraciones, de hambrunas. Y así ha sido desde siempre, desde el infinito. Fuimos la gota de agua viajando en el meteorito. Cruzamos galaxias, vacío, milenios. Buscábamos oxígeno. Encontramos sueños. Apenas nos pusimos en dos pies y nos vimos en la sombra de la hoguera. Escuchamos la voz del desafío. Siempre miramos el río pensando en la otra ribera. Somos una especie en viaje. No tenemos pertenencias, sino equipaje. Nunca estamos quietos, somos transhumantes. Somos padres, hijos, nietos y bisnietos de inmigrantes. Es más mío lo que sueño que lo que toco. Yo no soy de aquí, pero tú tampoco. Yo no soy de aquí, pero tú tampoco. De ningún lado del todo y de todos lados un poco. Lo mismo con las canciones, los pájaros, los alfabetos. Si quieres que algo se muera, déjalo quieto.
That is Jorge Drexler and his band live here in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Movimiento, which comes from the latest record by Jorge called Salvavidas de Hielo. Jorge, to you and the band, welcome to our studio. It's been a very long time since you were last here.
Yes. I'm really happy to be here, John, again.
And with a very unusual ensemble. I mean, Javi Zarembert playing electric guitar, not so unusual. Mm-hmm. But Martin Leighton started that piece with an instrument called the Leona, instrument of the guitar family from a very specific part of Mexico.
Yeah.
Then he switched to electric bass. And then the percussion section consists of Campi and Borja Barueta. And half of the percussion instruments look like miniature guitar bodies. So this album really is kind of built around the possibilities of the guitar, right? The sonic possibilities of all the different parts of the instrument.
Yes, I wanted to pay homage to the traditional components of the singer-songwriter tradition, the guitar and the voice, but I didn't want it to be traditionally played. So we used the same input, the guitar and the voice, but we recorded in a different fashion. I mean, we use the guitars as percussion instruments, to which the guitar actually it is a great percussion instrument. It's like a cajon. It's like a box with an opening, and if you put the mics in the right places and you have the right percussionist, you get a very wide range of sounds.
Yeah. Well, if you look at a banjo, I mean, the body of a banjo essentially is a drum head.
So. And we used one too. Yeah.
And you used one.
Everything that was from the family of the guitars. I mean, we used a banjo, we used a dobro, so we had this a little metal too, because otherwise you only have wood.
Right.
The whole, I mean, the record, it really floats around the sound of wood. But we used that, you know, we used brushes to play the guitars too, so we had a little high end too.
Mm-hmm. Now, the song you just played, Movimiento, my understanding is this grew out of a TED Talk that you did.
Yeah. It's a kind of a spin-off of a TED Talk I gave last year in Vancouver in the annual TED convention. It was a TED Talk about poetry and migrations and culture and identity, basically. And while I was building the TED Talk, which is a very exhausting process and very, very, very demanding, I started putting together a little piece of text that I started to realize that it was actually a song that I was writing too. So I did a TED Talk in which I sang. So you have a talk where I sang and I have a song where I talked. So it balances at some point.
And it's interesting that you use the word migration as opposed to immigration.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you add those two letters, that I-M, you're talking about something. Migration is something humans have always done.
Yeah, I mean, in migrations, you just put a direction to the phenomenon,
right?
And it's also it's associated with a lot of things. But we've been always migrating. I mean, we used to live in Africa. We came from there, and we moved in a very, very short period of time, in 40,000 years, which is nothing in geological time. We moved and we occupied the whole planet. So if we have perspective, and I think perspective is a magnificent tool, if we have perspective, we must find that this is not new. I mean, especially here in the Americas. I mean, we're the ones that we come from South America. We come from a big mixture of origins.
Well, your name Drexler.
Drexler Prada. It's my second surname. So it's I'm the son of a German Jew, escaped from Berlin. And my mother, Prada da Silveira, she's mixed, she's half Portuguese, half from Asturias, from Spain. I have Polish in my father's side too. So, and it's true that for my last four generations, nobody was born in the same place that he lived. I mean, my grandparents were born in Poland. They lived in Germany. My father was born in Germany. He lived in Uruguay and Bolivia. I was born in Uruguay, and I live in Bolivia. And I live in Spain right now. My son was born in Spain, and he lives in the UK now. He's studying there. So,
What is the mood in Spain right now regarding immigration? I mean, it's such a big topic here in the States that we forget sometimes that Southern European countries are really on the front line of this, this whole argument.
Yes, the song is written about both phenomena. What happens in Central America with the migration movements that come across Mexico towards the United States. And it's also, it speaks also about the Mediterranean, the big tragedy that's going on there with the Syria war in Syria, leaving hundreds of thousands of people trying to escape, and the conflicts in the north of Africa too. It's a very, very complex subject that I prefer to address singing, you know,
right.
It's so difficult. It hurts so many feelings, I try to put my grain of sand, just put in a perspective in it, saying we've been doing this forever. I mean, I see it in my family, but when I say we, I'm not talking about my family. I'm talking about my species.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
We as humans.
So there are several other humans who take part in this record. There's a duet on the title track with
Julieta Venegas, Natalia Lafourcade, y Mon Laferte, the three.
Right. Now, Mon Laferte is the one who sings with you on the album in this next song you're going to do called
Asilo.
Asilo.
Sí, sí. She's not here, unfortunately.
Right. So do you press the band into service here?
Yes, and we changed the arrangement. Actually, what we're playing now today, it's not the arrangements that we play when we play live. We love to adapt to situations, and we love to change the... I wasn't playing the guitar, for example, in the Beacon Theater in Movimiento. And Asilo is very different from the one recorded. We have a little band, so I'm going to play Asilo. It became an important song for me in the show because the concept of asking for a retreat and asilo and emotional asylum. I mean, it's like one night outside of the, you know, protected against the outside world, you know, inside somebody's arms. You know, that's what this song's about.
All right, let's hear another live performance. Jorge Drexler and his band performing here in the Soundcheck studio. The latest album is called Salvavidos de Hielo. This song is on it, but this will be, as Jorge says, a rather different arrangement of it here in the Soundcheck studio.
Dame una noche de asilo en tu regazo. Esta noche, por ejemplo, dejemos al mundo fuera. Abre tus brazos y ciérralos conmigo dentro. Solo unas horas y luego, cuando amanezca, yo pondré una cafetera y habré llevado esta nube hacia otro cielo de nubes pasajeras. Si el sueño pierde pie, resbala, queda colgando de un hilo. Prefiero una noche entera en vela a tener el alma en vilo. Dame una noche de asilo. Dame una noche de asilo, dame un remanso, yo te daré lo que tengo, este amor que no me explico. Pasan los años y sigue a espaldas del tiempo. Quiero que me hables del tiempo, que te desnudes como si fuera algo corriente. Como si verte desnuda no me aturdiera tan sistemáticamente. Tu piel me sea
desconocida me deje siempre intranquilo. Prefiero lamer después mis heridas a que tu amor pierda filo. Dame una noche de asilo. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Dame una noche de asilo. Dame una noche de asilo.
That is Jorge Drexler's song called Asilo, just one night of asylum from all the craziness.
Yes, just one.
Beautiful, beautiful arrangement. It looked like you were maybe doing a little bit of that on the fly there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we. Yes, because it's so different, the acoustic situation that we have here, hearing with the earphones, and so I at some point I wanted more vocals. So we're used to this. We're used to doing this on stage too. I mean, just communicating, adapting to reality.
Well, now as we mentioned before, this is the song on the CD where Mondaferte sings with you.
Yeah.
The title track is the one that Natalia Lafourcade, also been here on Soundcheck, where she sings with you. And I wanted
to ask. She's magnificent.
So, two questions then. Where do you record these albums? If you're living in Spain and Mondaferte is in Chile and Natalia's in Mexico,
was recorded in part in Madrid and in a big part in Mexico City. We spent there some weeks there with the recording team, and that's where we recorded all the guests: Mondaferte, Natalia, Julieta, and also Joel Cruz Castellanos from Veracruz.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that built this magnificent Leona instrument, the lioness.
The thing that Martin has been playing.
Can you play it a little bit just so we can hear it? It's an amazing sound.
It is. Are you familiar with the Moroccan instrument, the gimbri?
Yes, the gimbri, no? Yes. It has a connection.
Yeah, it almost has that sound.
Yeah. It's made of a single piece of wood. It's basically one tree carved. It's like
So in other words, instead of the neck being attached to the body, it's all carved from a single piece of wood.
A single piece. It's amazing.
It's an amazing instrument. It really is. Okay, so most of the record done in Mexico then, which it seems like you and Mexico have had a love affair for many years.
Yes, and it got even better in the last year. I have a very good friend also, El David Aguilar. He's a great composer. He helped in many arrangements of the songs he sang and he's the co-writer of Abracadabras. I built a series of creative relationships in Mexico that were really, really nurturing for me.
Yeah. So then the other question I wanted to ask you was the title, Salvavidas de Hielo. So that's life vests of ice.
Yes.
So what's...
I think it sounds better in Spanish. I don't know. But it's a contradiction. It's a paradox, actually. I like paradoxes. The record is filled with them. And it's a lifeguard that has holes inside its own destruction. I mean, it's not eternal. It's a note to ephemeral. And of course, there's like, no, it's like one night of asylum. It's not a whole life of it. I mean, it's like it's one and a few minutes of floating over the of keeping yourself alive, of afloat. I understand songs that way. I mean, it's a way of floating over reality for a short period, and it changed to another.
Well, and a lot of people use music that way. You see people walking down the street wearing headphones, and they're doing what they can to take themselves out of, you know, the and fact that they're walking down a crowded city street and it's very cold or hot or whatever.
And there's always something in reality that nowadays it's very intense here in the States. Yeah. I can also sense it. I mean, since we arrived here, the songs acquired another dimension because we are playing for Spanish-speaking audiences and the whole situation is very intense. It's lived like within a very personal way. So it's so I like the songs to be kind of a prism mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they change with the light that you give them. The same way that we change the arrangements here,
right.
And regarding the situation.
Well, now you said the album's a paradox. One of the paradoxes is the play of optimism and, if not pessimism, at least an acknowledgement of a very difficult reality.
I think I'm optimistic. When you realize that the ephemeral is so important, you start to celebrate it. It's like lifting your glass of wine and saying, que viva lo efímero, right. Long live the ephemeral.
L'chaim, you know, l'chaim. To life. Because
to life.
if it went on forever and ever, you wouldn't have to raise your glass to
yeah,
it.
L'chaim. Yeah, l'chaim. That's the idea. And it's a very good moment. It's a record of celebration at the end.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Jorge Drexler. The album is called Salvavidos de Hielo, and two more stops on this American tour out in L.A. and San Francisco, and then Mexico.
Then Mexico.
Yeah.
We are so happy to go also to Mexico. And we played the Beacon Theater 2 days ago. It's something that it shook us to all of us, the musicians. I mean, we were so moved. We heard so many music coming out from those walls. So many records live, James Taylor's records, Paul Simon, the Rolling Stones. I mean, it's just Astor Piazzolla played there.
It's Did you know Astor Piazzolla?
Not personally, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Not personally. I wish I did.
He lived here in New York,
yes,
as you probably
know. Yes, yes.
He was a character.
He was a character. Yes, yes. People say did you know him personally?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow.
He was an easy guy to interview because he would ask his own questions.
Yeah.
My new album is called Camorra. Why did I call the album Camorra? Well, because...
Really? That's good. You want me to do that?
Made my job a lot easier. You guys want to play another song for us?
Yes, we'd love to.
Now, this is not the one you came in here intending to play. What are you going to play
for
us?
No, we changed it on the go.
On the fly.
On the fly. We're going to play Telefonia.
All right.
A song called Telefonia. Yeah.
Once again, this is Jorge Drexler and his band live on Soundcheck.
Okay.
Un, dos, tres. Viva la telefonía en todas sus variantes. Pensando estaba que te me escabullías cuando vi tu nombre en la llamada entrante. Bendita cada onda, cada cable, bendita radiación de las antenas. Mientras sea tu voz la que me hable, como me hablaste hace un minuto apenas. Te quiero, te querré, te quise siempre, desde antes de saber que te quería. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías. Las telecomunicaciones, aunque todos creen que han inventado algo y siguen siendo las mismas las canciones. Benditos los rollos de papiro, benditas servilletas de los bares que han guardado idénticos suspiros desde el cantar de los cantares. Te quiero, te querré, siempre, desde antes de saber que te quería. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías. Noches en nombre sin clave. Cuántos secretos, versos galantes, mil confesiones delirantes. Pasan milenios, cambian los nombres de los amantes, cambia el atuendo, pero el mensaje sigue siendo: te quiero, te quiero, te quise siempre, desde antes de saber que te quería. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías. Te dejo este mensaje simplemente para repetirte algo que yo sé que vos sabías.
That is Telefonía, live performance from Jorge Drexler and the band. It was nice to see Compi actually playing a guitar as opposed to hitting it, as he's been doing for most of the session here.
Oh, poor guitars. We are treating they are hit with love.
Of course. Of course they are.
Very,
and of course,
very softly.
They're meant to be.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
they're
we
instruments.
Love them. And
meant
we
to
use
be
them very delicately, but we. Be bang it up a little bit.
Well, it's, I mean, everything about the record is really striking. And as I said in the introduction, it's quietly, you know, it's not hitting you over the head with a message or with the idea that this is all guitar. Mm. You have to really kind of pay attention before you realize what's going on here, it seems.
I don't like linear phenomena. I like complex phenomena and complex persons and complex records, and I want them to have more than one dimension, so you can use it as a prism and you can hear it from different angles. I mean, perspective and yeah. Variety and change.
Well, perspective is always important and never more so than in troubled times. So
yeah.
If you can do anything to bring some perspective, you're doing everybody a great
good.
Service.
It's heals.
Yeah. Jorge, it's been a real pleasure having you in the band with us in the studio today. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure for us to play in this beautiful sounding studio. Thank you so much.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Era el mapa del Dorado. No había visto nunca nada parecido. Usabas el perfume de un ciclón dormido y un carmín completamente arrebatado. Que me miraras así y llevarte lejos era todo lo que quería. Lejos de las miradas que no se encuentre la luz del día. Con tu boca descubriéndose en la mía.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Every morning.
No, every week.